But while I do so, I'm still going to keep the faith that better things are waiting for me. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. My voice is a bit funky. That's because it's real early in the morning, and I am trying to record this episode because I got a lot to do today. So let's knock this to-do list off for today and keep moving. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm very excited for this episode. I have revealed who I am. My name is Robin, aka Pyro, and I am excited to be doing it without all the hidden secrecy of ambiguity, which is nice. But yeah, on to better things, which is basically the title of this episode. I will be doing that. I am moving on to better things, and the irony of it being Good Friday tomorrow is not lost on me. I'm actually very grateful for that. But yeah, let's buckle down and focus on the episode. So I have been needing to make a lot of decisions recently. I did mention this. Honestly, everything's a blur. I don't know if I did it in the vlog episode that I was recording or the podcast of last week, but I needed to make a lot of decisions, and I have. And one of them, which was the big one, was whether or not to continue working the job I was. I made the decision to not stay at the old job, and let me make this very clear. There was no bad blood, there was no nefarious reasons, there was nothing underhanded going on. In actual fact, I had a 1 hour meeting with my boss to discuss the contract and what I wanted and just all the things. And this was last week Tuesday. So last week Tuesday was this particular meeting in person, and on Monday I called to confirm to say that I am not going to renew the contract. And my boss wished me well, and all is good. So there's nothing bad or anything about me leaving the job. The contract just expired. I didn't want to renew it because I wanted more. And my boss understood that, so it's all good. However, that does mean I am now unemployed and seeking other work. But while I do so, I'm still going to keep the faith that better things are waiting for me, and that I'm capable of handling what is coming for me, but also more than that. Like, it's not being Delulu, as the kids say, it's being hopeful for the future. So that is my new mentality and my mindset. But in the meantime, first and foremost, I'm going to be taking a break. April is the month I dedicated to just not working. That does mean no money, no work, no work, no money, but that's fine because I just think I need to use this time to figure out things for myself and try and come up with a game plan, but also rest and reset. So, in my true fashion of not sitting still and diving in at the deep end, I made a YouTube channel for the podcast. Yay! So I will leave my link tree below with everything in, and the YouTube channel is called Pyro's Paradise because it wasn't just one thing. So the YouTube channel hosts the podcast as well, and luckily I was able to link my podcast with Spotify so they automatically loaded all my old episodes, which is great. Unfortunately, it takes a while because they put you on a cap, so you can only upload, I think, 50 videos a day or something, audio or video. So it's taking a few days for everything to actually upload, but that's great. So that's automatic, and then I have to manually re-upload all podcast episodes. But that's fun because A, I get to learn editing, and B, I get to include all the things I was never able to add previously. So old photos, video footage, links, everything. Speaking of links, I did make a link tree and I also made a Pinterest account. I need to work on what I want to upload, but I definitely think it will be fun. So it's gonna be a work in progress as life generally is, but I've jumped in at the deep end and it's fun to play around with these things. Like, that is the focus. having fun. It's a hobby I plan on enjoying for the next while. I won't give an exact amount of time, but I do plan on doing it for the long haul, whether I'm working, whether I'm not, all those types of things. And I think it's definitely something that I won't stop. I may ease back or push hard, but I'm never going to genuinely stop. I mean, if you've been around for a while, you know I've taken breaks on the channel, specifically podcast. YouTube, haven't started working on it. It's okay. But I did take a few breaks here and there, and that was definitely needed. But I definitely want to keep doing this for the long haul. Anyway, back to the actual focus of the episode. Tomorrow is Good Friday, which I am prepping for, like I do every year. Today, I'm taking my mom to the hairdresser. When we're there, we're going to get some fish. We also are going to buy the Easter eggs and then get some grocery as well. I don't do pickled fish. I don't eat it. It's just a thing. I don't know why. I don't like it. I mean, people debate like hot or cold. What kind of fish? I don't care. I don't eat pickled fish. Thank you. That is point blank, period. Done. I don't eat pickled fish. So I need to get actual fish. And there's the option of getting raw fish and me frying it. Not a big deal. I did it. It came out amazing, if I say so myself. And then also, there's a fish place right next door to the hairdresser I completely forgot about. So we might actually just buy them if they have stock and then have that. So either way, it's sorted. But the Easter eggs are always my favorite thing because it's not Easter eggs. It's Lindt bunnies. I buy them every year for everyone. So yeah, that's it. That's what I'm doing. And the thing with the groceries is, we're going to the fruit and veg at Willow Bridge. It's the macros of fruit and veg, people. It's the best. They have everything and more. And the bakery is incredible. Like, seriously. Do yourself a favor and just go there for groceries one day, even if you need a bread. Just go walk through the place. It's stunning. So yeah, that is what I'm doing today to prep for the weekend. But prepping for the long haul, I just want to enjoy my break. I want to use it as a slingshot effect. I mentioned this in a couple episodes. I have no idea which one. I want to use it to propel me forward because I want to explore things I think I will enjoy and get some clarity around it. Because the worst thing you can do is jump into a job and find out you hate it, but you thought it would be your dream. And that's the thing. I want to find my future career. Because I may try social media and do all the YouTube and all the Pinterest and all the Instagram and all the stuff and find out I hate it. Like, shut down everything tomorrow, I hate it. Like, that could very well happen. The opposite could happen. I could find out I absolutely love it and want to do it for the rest of my life. It could go either way by this point, but the beauty is that I have the freedom to try it. I have the room to explore. And I don't have to worry too much about making ends meet because I don't have a lot of obligations financially each month, especially since I preach about, you know, savings, emergency funds. Because of that, I actually take my own advice and I'm able to support myself for the next few months, which definitely helps with sleeping at night because stress, especially financial worry, is what keeps most people up. Luckily, I'm good. I'm very good. And also my pay came in from my last month of work. So I did get paid. I'm good. I am A-okay financially. So don't stress about me. I'll be okay. At least for a few months. So, yes. But in conclusion, basically wrapping up this whole spiel, what I'm trying to say is, yes, I'm moving on. Yes, it will be the brighter things. No disrespect to anything in the past. I simply just don't know what it's going to look like. So I'm going to accept everything that comes my way. I don't want to feel beholden to the whims of other people because that just really irks me. I want to focus on myself instead. I don't want to say no to any opportunities. Like, the point is to explore things now that I have the time. So that is what I'm going to do. I did actually set up a whole schedule that I want to follow. That includes like working on things every day, taking some free time. I'm not too tied to it, but I do like the routine structure. So whether I wake up early, whether I wake up late, I know that I can do this routine no matter what the time crunch is and no matter what I have going on for the day because I'm not beholden to anyone else's times. constraints. I don't have to get up at 5 to do my 3-hour routine. I can get up whenever I want and do it. And it's okay. Just let me ramble for a second. This week alone, on Tuesday I went to the movies with my brother. It was very spur of the moment. It was very fun. But it's because I had the time blocked out to do work in that 2-hour gap. And I'm just like, I'd rather go to the movies, so I'm going to go to the movies. I don't have to be tied down to a desk and a boss and a this and a that, which is beautiful. But I also don't have money coming in as a guarantee. So it's a give and take. But it is fun to know that if someone's like, do you want to go out? I'm like, yes, I can do that. I've got money in my back pocket. I've got keys in my hand. I've got no one holding me back. Like, it's really, really nice. So that is the beauty of it. I've got this freedom that I'm taking advantage of completely, because I know that if I apply for a job and I get it, I'm going to take it. It's not going to be the end of the world. I'm still going to enjoy my freedom and time, and I'll just prioritize things differently and rearrange my schedule again, but that's fun. So it's okay. And this all brings me to the song of the week, which is Single by Natasha Bedingfield. It's a bit of a throwback, but it's a good song. It's actually a perfect song because I am single. Like, I am not employed at the moment, which is great, because now I can move on to something new while not being tethered to the old. Like, you need to be single to find someone and feel good in the new relationship you're going to. In the same way, you can apply for a job, but just secretly leaving or quitting out of the blue can make you feel a bit iffy in the long run, because it's like unfinished business. Obviously, devil's advocate, if there's a dire need for you to leave, like HR reasons that cannot be spoken about, absolutely, get gone. But like me, there wasn't really a way to move forwards or upwards or progress in any way, and I felt stuck. So now that I've left that job, I can now move on to a job that will challenge me, that will help my career, that will help me grow as a person. It's those types of small things that people overlook. So I'm grateful now to get the opportunity to do those things. But yeah, this episode is long enough. I'm going to cut it off there. I will speak to you in next week's episode, where I talk to you about Q1 and Q2. And yeah, keep being a better being. And I will see you next week. Love you. Bye.